Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Stephen Cuevas. Another day, another wildfire. This one in Calaveras County. The Willow Fire broke out Sunday afternoon and burned more than 450 acres of brush in just a few short hours. Evacuation orders for people living in a nearby subdivision were lifted last night as crews continue to contain the blaze. There's about a dozen active wildfires burning in California right now. The worst continues to be the Sobranos on the Big Sur coast. It's been burning for nearly 40 days now. The fire is 60% contained, but a new evacuation warning is in place for people living in a small area south of Julia Pfeiffer Burns State Park. Authorities are worried strong winds forecast through tomorrow will push flames toward homes. More than 2 million public school kids here in California speak a language other than English. A measure on the November ballot would repeal a state ban on bilingual education so these kids could learn in English and in their native tongue. Details from the California Report's education reporter, Anna Tentakulis.
18 years ago, California voters approved the English in Public Schools initiative, known as Proposition 227. It emerged at a time when some people felt uneasy about the number of immigrants coming into the state. Now, the state legislature is asking voters to overturn that law.
Well, it's a real role reversal. In 1998, California was in the throes of the battle over immigration.
That's Rafe Sonnenschein, political science professor at Cal State Los Angeles. He says a lot has changed since the 90s, and now Latino and Asian American lawmakers are pushing Californians to value speaking more than one language.
And I think that as the state continues to change demographically, this becomes less of a hot button issue.
If approved, Prop 58 on the November ballot would eliminate the English-only mandate. Instead, schools could adopt any approach, including bilingual programs, as long as they ensure all students master the English language. The most vocal opponent is Silicon Valley businessman Ron Unz, who led the 1998 campaign to dismantle bilingual education. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.
There's a controversial trend that started at the peak of California's historic drought, drought shaming, outing neighbors and businesses whose water usage some might call excessive.
Here we are on 28th Street, Santa Monica. Look at this lawn, and look how they're watering it.
But few drink up as much as Stuart and Linda Resnick, Central Valley farming tycoons who at times control more of California's water than all the people in L.A. and the Bay Area combined. But the Resnicks also donate much more than your average California farming moguls. It makes for a story that's as confounding and complicated as the Byzantine water rules the Resnicks bend to their favor. Mother Jones reporter Josh Harkinson recently profiled the Resnicks for the magazine. Josh, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, my pleasure. Glad to be here.
Well, if people don't know the Resnicks by name, they probably know their products, pomegranate juice, Fiji waters, and Wonderful Pistachios, known for its Get Kraken ad campaign starring Stephen Colbert.
Hello, America. The folks at Wonderful Pistachios have asked me to help sell their product. But come on, they're wonderful, I'm wonderful, they'll sell themselves.
How much of the Resnicks' success is due to savvy marketing?
I think it's a huge part of their success. You know, Linda has been called the Warren Buffett of marketing. She's a genius on that front. And, you know, the best example is probably Palm, the pomegranate juice, which didn't exist as a market category until she basically invented it.
Well, as I mentioned in the introduction, water and how it's managed are key to their success. They control an extraordinary amount. How have they managed to do that?
Well, you know, they only have what they call junior water rights, which means that they're typically near the end of the line for water deliveries. So they wouldn't be able to grow the crops they grow, these trees, which you have to water every year or else they'll die, without something more. And that something more for them is the Kern County Water Bank, which is this 32-square-mile underground reservoir, which was originally intended as an emergency water supply for the Los Angeles area. But what happened was the Resnicks basically traded so-called paper water rights that only exist on paper because they're so junior that they normally don't get fulfilled. There just isn't enough rain each year to supply them. And so the Resnicks traded those water rights for the water bank, which now looks like a fantastic deal because it's allowed them to stockpile water in wet years. They can buy it cheaply. And then they can use it for themselves during dry years or sell it to other people.
Well, water aside, the Resniks also donate a sizable amount of their fortune each year to various causes in and out of the Central Valley. That includes millions in the community of Lost Hills in Kern County there, where much of their business is based. Why have the Resniks shown so much interest in this predominantly Latino community of roughly, what, 2,500 people?
This is where their pistachio processing plant is based, which packages more pistachios than any other facility in the world. But it's also a historically very impoverished town, one of the poorest in California. And, you know, that looks pretty bad when you run a company that makes $4.8 billion a year. But while the Resniks say that they're engaged in this philanthropy because it's the right thing to do, you also have to understand that water in California is a zero-sum game. You know, you can take away water from one place and give it to another, but there simply isn't enough to go around for everybody. So I think it's really interesting to look at their philanthropy in that context. This is sort of a race to the top instead of the proverbial race to the bottom, where they're saying, we deserve this water because look at all the great things we're doing with it.
That's Mother Jones senior reporter Josh Harkinson. Josh, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Stephen. Glad to join you.
And that's the California Report for Monday, August 29th, a production of KQED Public Radio. From KQED's Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Stephen Cuevas. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks, security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services, such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.